Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is the beginning of today's show, because this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to everybody listening out on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, Alaska, Hawaii, Canada, Mexico, overseas, wherever the hell you at. Thank you. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And this is the beginning, and we will be here with you for the next 4 hours. Happy Wednesday. And we got a lot to get into. Unfortunately, if you're a fan of the Minnesota Vikings, you are just feeling tortured. J.J. McCarthy is out for the year. Jordan Addison goes down with an ankle injury this afternoon. He gets Carter off the field. And now you got Sam Darnold. And that's just the Minnesota Vikings. Jahmyr Gibbs still dealing with a hamstring injury. Matthew Stafford dealing with a hamstring injury. And damn it, we had Mark Andrews. The guy broke his leg last year for the Ravens. This man was in a car accident. Thank God he's okay. And so this is a bad day for NFL players. It's been a bad week for injuries. And I mean, damn it, this is part of the business, right? You play in the NFL, you are going to get hurt, unfortunately. And so we'll talk about all of that. A matter of fact, in about 20 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports, covers all things NFL. He's going to come through and rap with us about not just the rash of injuries throughout the league, but what this means for the beginning of the season. And so we'll talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports in about 20 minutes. Of course, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list in 2 hours from now. And thank you so much to the Minnesota Vikings for the inspiration. We're going to talk about the top six NFL teams that are basically screwed at the quarterback position. These teams might as well be cooked for this upcoming season. Is there uncertainty at the quarterback position? Are they restarting at the quarterback position? I basically think they're done before the season has even started. And so we'll get that list to you in about 2 hours from now. Speaking of cooked, who would have thought that the Oakland Athletics would have been in the news for, I don't know, taunting against the New York Mets? We'll get into that. Juan Soto is absolutely losing his damn mind. He hit 3 home runs yesterday. There's just a lot going on. And everybody's kissing Juan Soto's ass because everybody with the New York Yankees wants Juan Soto to stay with the New York Yankees. And why the hell not? Jonathan Taylor is thinking safety first. He might as well with all of these injuries right now. He might be trying out the Guardian cap. Matt LaFleur is sick of questions about wide receiver. We touched on that a little bit yesterday. And how about this? If you wanted to know how cheap, yesterday we told you about the Dallas Cowboys being the most valuable sports franchise in the NFL, in the world, $10 billion. we got an owner of the Brewers. He reportedly is stealing sand from the beach at his California home. We'll get into that later in the show. We got more pressing issues to get into. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could also find me online. I am on the internet. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you for everybody or everyone listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker if you have one. You know, we're going to get into the Minnesota Vikings in a second. And Frank Schwab, he's not joining us in 15 minutes. Frank Schwab is going to join us next hour. Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you doing? You good? You here with me now, right? You're here.
I am here right now with you. Yes, sir.
Good. Good to have you. You know, injuries on the way to the office, no hamstring pulls, no ankle sprains, no meniscus tears, right?
No, thankfully. I did kind of throw my back out slightly at the gym yesterday, but I feel a lot better today. So I am doing good. No problems here.
What the hell were you doing in the gym that you threw your back out? What would you do?
I was trying to do some, like, rows. You know, I was trying to get jacked, you know, have the back look good. I haven't done back in a while.
All right.
I mean, I was going too hard. Okay. And just all of a sudden lifted up and, kind of felt a little twinge. Wow. And that was the rest of the day.
You still feeling that today?
I feel a lot better today.
Good.
So hopefully nothing major. And, you know, if I was a football player, I guess you can say day to day, which I'll take.
All right. Yeah, that's good. And someone who's not day to day, and we talked about this, is J.J. McCarthy. Yesterday we learned during that preseason game over the weekend where he threw two touchdowns and one interception. This man tweaked his knee. The next day, he basically said, my knee is sore. The next day after that, which was yesterday, we learned that he has a meniscus tear. We learned that he needed surgery. What we didn't know is whether or not he would be out weeks or whether or not he would be out months. Well, they cut the man open today. And, well, listen to Kevin O'Connell. Listen to this announcement about J.J. McCarthy.
He did, undergo surgery actually this morning on that meniscus. It was led by our team doctor, Dr. Chris Larson at TCO. It was a successful procedure, but it did reveal that a repair was necessary, which will end JJ's 2024 season. As crushed as I am for our team and the excitement that we had in our building, and our fan base felt the same way, especially after seeing him perform really well the other day at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm the most crushed for J.J.
Yeah, you got to be crushed for him. Be crushed for the fan base. Minnesota Vikings fans feel cursed. And that whole conversation, everything you just heard there from Kevin O'Connell, that took place before Jordan Addison was carted off of the field. And initially, we had no idea why he was carted off the field. We learned that it was an ankle issue. Yeah, this is the same Jordan Addison who, in his first year in the NFL last season, playing for, quite frankly, a bunch of bum quarterbacks after Kirk Cousins blew out his ankle. Jordan Addison, he hauled in 900 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns. And then this past summer, he's facing a suspension this upcoming year because he was arrested on suspicion of a DUI. Like, how can the news get any worse for the Minnesota Vikings today? Oh, you got Sam Darnold, right? Oh, that makes things oh so much better. There was an understanding that Sam Darnold, and we had this discussion yesterday with Andrew Kramer, that Sam Darnold making $10 million a year, there was going to be an expectation that he was going to play. There was also a hope, you would think, from the Minnesota Vikings and their fans, that at some point in time, J.J. McCarthy would be able to wake up and take the job from Sam Darnold. That would be a natural part of his development. And Sam Darnold, who at times, I mean, he can throw the ball, but the problem is he's a gunslinger. He's not necessarily efficient. Sam Darnold is liable to throw you into the game and more liable to throw you out. Let me know how, Justin Jefferson feels about this in a few weeks, in a few months. This could go one or two ways for the Minnesota Vikings and or Sam Darnold. Is Sam Darnold going to go through with a career revitalization? Is this going to be Baker Mayfield City or Baker Mayfield in Tampa for Sam Darnold? Is this going to be Geno Smith in Seattle for Sam Darnold? If you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, you can't do a damn thing but just cross your fingers. The head coach, Kevin O'Connell, former offensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, former quarterback in the NFL, and he's a nice guy. I met him, spent some quality time around him when he finally got the job in Minnesota. I like the guy, but of course he's a coach. He has to lie just a little bit and maybe tell a little bit of the truth. He has to keep the ship steady so it doesn't tip over. Appropriate because they're Vikings. They picky Vikings, they use ships, right? No airplanes and stuff for Viking ships, right?
That's right. And I guess the ships with not a sailboat, but like with the sails, right? The giant sails.
I don't know. Dangerous, angry, violent-looking ships.
Yes.
Yeah, aggressive-looking ships. Kevin O'Connell trying to keep the Viking ship afloat. Listen to what he said. You tell me if he's telling the truth or if he's being honest and what have you. He says the team is excited to play with Sam Darnold. Listen to this.
Our football team is excited about this season. Our football team has been and will continue to be excited about Sam Darnold and what he's been able to bring. Great 2 days of work here for him this week before we continue on with our preparations for the opener. And I can't wait to see Sam not only these next 2 days, but continue to just stack some really, really good days and showing ultra comfort in our offense. Have really been a bright spot.
Okay. Huh. Excited to play with Sam Darnold. Hey, let me list you some things that, if I said I was excited about, you'd be like, hey, JR, you're lying. I'm excited for a root canal. No, I'm not. Never. I'm excited for a colonoscopy. No, I'm not. I'm excited for, turbulence on an airplane. No, I'm not. Not if I want to get thrown around in a tube, I guess I go to Six Flags or something like that. I'm excited to get my blood drawn. No, I'm not. I don't want y'all sucking the blood out of my arm. I don't want these needles in my body. I hate to put Sam Darnold in that same conversation, but who's excited to play with this guy? His name is not Patrick Mahomes. Oh, yeah, I'd be excited for that. Not Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I'd be excited for that. Not Josh Allen. Not Peyton Manning. I can go on and on. It's Sam Darnold. I could put an expletive in the middle of his name and it would still be bad. Sam bleeping Darnold. That's not exciting. Now, there's still a chance. There's a hope. There's a possibility that Sam Darnold is actually good this year. He actually plays, 16, 17 games, and he's okay. Am I going to bet on it? No. But, of course, it's a possibility. And so this is a bad thing for the Minnesota Vikings. The best-case scenario is Sam Darnold balls out, and they have to wake up next year and go, you know what, JJ, take your time. We got our guy. His name is Sam Darnold. But what's more realistic is that they've just lost a year or half a year in trying to figure out who and what J.J. McCarthy can be. Because that's what this year was. There's no competing for a Super Bowl. There's no hoping to, hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. There's none of that. How is J.J. McCarthy going to develop from handing the ball off at Michigan to becoming a drop-back passer in the NFL? And this is like that Tootsie Roll commercial. When they ask you how many licks it takes to get to the center, the world will never know because we won't see J.J. McCarthy this year. We won't see him for half of a season. We won't see him for a quarter of a season. We won't get any stories about how he is outperforming Sam Darnold in practice. We won't see Sam Darnold throw 3 and 4 interceptions in a game, if they let him throw 4 before he got yanked. We won't see the calls, and we won't see J.J. McCarthy relieve him And this is just less time for evaluation. The Minnesota Vikings, they take a hit. And Kevin O'Connell, I told you he was optimistic. He could tell you that going to the dentist is the most exciting thing in the world. He says he has zero doubt that J.J. McCarthy will bounce back and be good.
This is going to be a bump, small bump in the road. Other quarterbacks in our league have gone through similar things early on in their journey and came back stronger and better than ever. And that is not only my expectation, I know that is going to happen.
Uh-huh. What else is he going to say? He's the leader in the face of the organization. You want to know why? Because they don't have a quarterback. Teams that have a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, that guy is the star. That guy is the face of the organization. And Justin Jefferson might be the best player. Ain't nobody go to him for answers. Nobody's asking him no questions. Kevin O'Connell is the star, and he shouldn't have to be, but he is because they don't have a QB. And this is the part about preseason football that everybody can hate. We heard from Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Said this isn't even real football. Even real preseason. But for some guys, they need it. They need the reps. They need the experience. And J.J. McCarthy, he needed it. He played in that preseason game over the weekend because he needs the experience. And this is just football, right? You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. Either way, somebody's going to get hurt. You better hope it's not your guy. Caleb Williams made it through. Jaden Daniels made it through. Drake May made it through in limited action. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, even though it was in Miami, Michael Penix Jr. made it through. People are asking me, I'm walking around minding my business today, hey, JR, did you hear they want Michael Penix to start over Kirk Cousins? Don't put that in my face. Get out of here with the stupid rumors. Spare me. Some people don't need access to the internet. Bo Nix, he made it through. And J.J. McCarthy, yeah, he's the rookie QB that couldn't even make it through the preseason. We'll see him in 2025. And for Viking fans, I mean, if you want to hope for anything this year, hope, pray, cross your fingers. I don't know what else people would do when they need good luck. Whatever the hell it is that you need to do, you better hope that Sam Darnold follows in those footsteps of Baker Mayfield and Geno Smith. You better hope that Sam Darnold makes things interesting next season. Oh, that's right. This is only a one-year contract, $10 million. He may not want to be back if he performs well. Well, the Minnesota Vikings may say, well, damn it, we got to bring him back. You can hope for it. I wouldn't expect it. Lost season for the Minnesota Vikings. This is just a Viking ship. It ain't going nowhere. Not with Sam Darnold. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're just getting started. If you want to participate in the show, wherever you might be, if you got a phone, we got lines, okay? The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, get into a top six list. Tell you about a bunch of other teams that are going nowhere. They have quarterback issues heading into the season. We'll talk about Mark Andrews, his unfortunate issue and injuries. Looks like he is okay after being in a car accident. God bless him. You know what? We're going to take a break. On the other side, we'll talk about someone who expects his teammate to show up. And thank God right now he's not hurt. I'm going to tell you who that is on the other side of the break. Welcome. Happy Wednesday to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks or a disorganized closet or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today. Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Unfortunately, bad news for the Minnesota Vikings all day long. J.J. McCarthy out for the year. Just drafted this man months ago, 10th overall in the NFL draft. And in his second year, well, heading into his second year, wide receiver, Jordan Addison, gone. Well, he was carted off the field today. He said he will not practice tomorrow with an ankle injury. We don't know the severity. He could be back next week. I don't know. No need to speculate. But apparently he will be okay. That's what they say. And they could certainly use Jordan Addison, 900 yards receiving, 10 touchdowns last year. A great addition to an offense that already features the highest paid wide receiver in the game in Justin Jefferson. And when you think about Justin Jefferson, there's another wide receiver that is certainly hoping that he gets the same amount of money or at least something very, very close to it. And his name is CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys, the only organization, sports organization in the NFL, in America, North America, on Earth, that has a valuation of $10 billion. Last year, CeeDee Lamb had a breakout, if you want to call it that. Almost 1,800 yards receiving to go along with 12 touchdowns, 135 receptions. He was the best receiver in the league last year. Justin Jefferson had to deal with some hamstring issues here or there. Without a shadow of a doubt, CeeDee Lamb, all things considered, his numbers throughout the course of his career, they've been comparable to what Justin Jefferson has done. Justin Jefferson has got a lot of the attention. Well, that's what happens. And CeeDee Lamb is getting a lot of love too, but now he wants the money. He wants the cash. And so if you ask an old man in Jerry Jones, last week there was no urgency in getting a deal done. A couple of days ago, you ask Jerry Jones, there's no urgency because he wouldn't be here playing, but we want to get a deal done, but there's still no urgency. That's what he said. Not me. I'm quoting him. Paraphrasing. Dak Prescott said, there's urgency for me to get a deal done. Dak Prescott wants to get them yards and them touchdowns up. Of course, he wants to throw the ball to CeeDee Lamb, who he's been working out with in the offseason. But it's not just the guys on offense. It's not just the owner. Weird guy. What a weird dude. And then his son, too, Stephen Jones. Like, oh, yeah, we want to get a deal done, but, yeah, we'll get one done. How about a man on the defensive side of the ball? Micah Parsons. This man wants his own contract extension. Dallas Cowboys basically have him. A fifth-year option next year. He wants a contract extended out past that. He decided to put in his two cents when it comes down to CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons, he spoke to the media and he made it very clear. I miss CeeDee Lamb.
Obviously, we miss him. You know, he's one of the best locker people, best people you can have in locker room.
And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be here soon because no doubt about it, week one, he will be seen up for the Dallas Cowboys. So.
Yeah, he'll be back in week one. He'll be back. There's no, what's the slowdown? Like, we all know he's going to get the contract done. We all know he's going to get the money. We all know that. Why in the hell would the Dallas Cowboys not sign this man to a deal? Let's be real. This is just a matter of negotiating. Michael Parsons feels that he will be ready, that he will be there in week one. And why would I think everybody knows that? Like the Dallas Cowboys, I gave you, you know, like I said, watching Sam Darnold play football is like going to the dentist, okay? It's like getting a colonoscopy. Nobody wants these things, but they're necessary. You kind of have an idea and you know what the hell is going to happen. The Dallas Cowboys make things difficult. I'm not going to compare them to going to the doctor, or going to the dentist. But Jerry Jones, he likes to make the fans feel that way. He wants the people in the organization to feel that way. He wants them to feel the pressure. He wants them to feel the pain. He thinks by making them feel it a little bit, they'll perform better. I don't know about that. And maybe Jerry Jones is from a past era. Hickey, what do you think Jerry Jones does for fun? Does he have fun?
Well, it's running Cowboys, right?
Oh, that's it? Nothing.
I think so. I mean, hanging on his yacht as well, but I think he enjoys pulling the strings and going to games.
No Netflix account for Jerry Jones? The grandparents didn't set him up? No? Disney, no Disney Plus? Jerry Jones, he's not sitting on that yacht watching, I don't know. Does TV Land still exist?
Great question. No idea.
I don't know.
It might exist on a streaming service, you know, like the retro section.
Is that Jerry Jones is watching the retros? Is he? Right?
I can't see him knowing how to navigate a smart TV. Do you?
He could. Well, I mean, he could barely navigate his own football.
Exactly right. You hand him a remote, I don't think he has any idea what the hell he's looking at or what to do with anything.
And Jerry Jones knows how to throw salt on an Egg McMuffin.
That he does.
He doesn't know how to do anything else. He don't know how to run a football team. Yeah. Well, I mean, all we did from Michael Parsons is get further confirmation that CeeDee Lamb, it will be back. I don't think there's any reason why he wouldn't return. Why wouldn't he play in week one? They'll get a deal done. Why it's taking so damn long, I don't know. Maybe the Cowboys love and want the attention. And maybe Jerry, well, we know that already. And maybe Jerry Jones is just really taking the approach of, A, he doesn't need to be here, which he kind of said a couple of days ago. And then, you know, hey, let's just drag it out. I don't forget team continuity. Just try to get the best deal that we can. I don't know, save a couple $1,000s. I don't know what they could possibly be trying to save. Just keep things moving. So I guess this is positive news in the NFL today. Maybe a little bit, right? J.J. McCarthy might be out. But Michael Parsons let everybody know that eventually CeeDee Lamb will be in. Not the most of a shocking news, but thank you to CeeDee Lamb for dropping through and delivering it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to switch gears just a little bit. Last night, and who would have thought this? There was an Oakland Athletic who made the news. And not because the Oakland Athletics are good, but because he was doing a little too much chatting when he got a guy out. And now here we go again with these unwritten rules in baseball. One of the New York Mets is even offended by some of the taunting. I'll tell you what the hell is going on the other side of the break. We'll get into some more NFL news and action. We'll continue with some more baseball. Juan Soto, I mean, that's a guy, he has reason to taunt if he wanted to. We'll talk about Jonathan Taylor. We'll get into NFL teams that are also screwed at the quarterback position. We got a lot to get into.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well,
inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We heard from Michael Parsons in the last break. I guess he provided us with some positivity for today. Well, at least for the Dallas Cowboys fans, if it matters. He's just like, yeah, CeeDee Lamb, he'll be back. You know, he'll be ready for week one. Guess there has to be an NFL team that receives, something positive. Everybody can't get bad news like the Minnesota Vikings, right? Can't be bad news all over the place. And that's the NFL in the preseason, right? Guys are going to go down. People are going to get hurt. Got players talking about other guys' contracts and helping them out and what have you. And then we got baseball. We're past the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Not much to worry about, right? Just get through the stretch run. Somebody gets hot by the time we get to September, and then maybe somebody runs to the World Series. Like last year. Who would have thought that we would have had the Arizona Diamondbacks and then also the Texas Rangers? I don't think anybody. And if you did select them, then it wasn't based on much. But right now, we have two teams going absolutely nowhere that apparently are having a little bit of a battle over some more of these unwritten rules in baseball. This one, the NFL maybe can relate to. Celebrating. Celebrating too much. We know how baseball is. You hit a home run, put your head down, run around the bases, touch first, second, third, home, and then go into the dugout. Can't be too happy. Can't be overjoyed. Can't be swinging your arms all over the place. You can't be taunting the pitcher. You don't do that. You got to have respect for the game. No showboating, no taunting. And it goes the opposite way for pitchers, right? Big strikeout, put your head down, walk off the field. No fist pumping, screaming, none of that stuff, unless it's a big, big moment. Well, for two teams going nowhere, one team absolutely going nowhere, well, they're going to Las Vegas. The Oakland Athletics, they have a record of 51-69. And last night, they took on the New York Mets and beat them 9-4. The New York Mets slightly better, 61-58, although they've been sputtering over the past 2 weeks. There was a big moment. As big of a moment that you could have in a game between bad teams. Austin Adams, who is a middle relief pitcher for the A's, which is one of the worst jobs in professional sports. I'm just being honest. Nobody cares about you. Until yesterday, Austin Adams enters into the game. There's no outs. There's two guys on, and he helped get them out of the jam. A matter of fact, he struck out the New York Mets catcher, Frankie Alvarez. He struck him out. And what did he do? This is in the fifth inning. What did he do to celebrate the big jam and getting out of it for his team? What did he do? He did the New York Mets OMG celebration. Oh, you don't know what the oh my God OMG celebration is? You don't know what it is? Hickey, help me out if I'm giving a wrong description here. The New York Mets brought in kind of a discarded infielder named Jose Iglesias. All of a sudden, after basically being out of the big leagues because he stunk, this man is now having a career resurgence after barely being in the bigs. This man also released a song earlier this year. And so he's like a cult hero. It's like the New York Mets have both a singer and a resurging infielder at the same damn time, so much so that after one game, they even did a little concert for this man to do his own little show. Hickey, was that accurate?
Very accurate. Perfectly described.
Sounds like something a loser team would do.
There it is.
I'm just saying. This is like the Sacramento Kings saying, we need to light the beam. Give me a gimmick because you're a loser. This is the same New York Mets team, although a different owner. This is the same New York Mets team that said, let's bring in Tim Tebow to sell minor league tickets. Anyway, back to last night. Austin Adams, he was a member of the New York Mets in spring training. Matter of fact, he didn't even make it onto the big league roster for the regular season. The New York Mets traded him to Oakland for cash. And so the New York Mets did not want him, and they thought so much of him, they said, hey, we'll send you there and we'll get back two quarters. That's basically what happened. So this man has an axe to grind. And so in the big moment yesterday, he did the oh my God celebration, OMG. He's doing a hand waving and a moving. And some of the New York Mets didn't take too kindly to him mocking the team. A matter of fact, oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Exactly. OMG. Edwin Diaz, a man who got hurt celebrating for Puerto Rico. Sorry. In the World Baseball Classic. What a way to get hurt. Edwin Diaz, he said that Austin Adams crossed a line because that's something we do when we hit a home run or something. He can do it always. That's fine. But he can't get mad if we do something to him the next couple of days. Ooh. Oh, unwritten rules of baseball. Austin Adams did do this celebration. You kind of throw your hands up in the air a few times. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then he started cursing people out or cursing under his breath. He got booed by the Met fans for his celebration. And then afterwards, he's just like, listen, folks, I'm an intense guy. The New York Mets play the A's today and tomorrow. Keep in mind, Austin Adams is a pitcher. Is he going to pitch on back-to-back days? I don't know. Is he going to pitch tomorrow? I don't know. I don't think he's going to pitch 3 days in a row. It's not like he's a batter. He's not going to go up to the plate. And it's not like Edwin Diaz is going to have a chance to drill him in his backside or his arm or his foot because he's pitching. So what possibly could you do to retaliate besides, I don't know, hit a home run off the guy? There's nothing. And you know what? Edwin Diaz, he might have been ticked off about the celebration. Carlos Mendoza, the manager of the New York Mets, he's like, man, I don't care about that celebration. I don't care.
He got out of the big jam, so we're familiar with him. He was with us in spring training. So, he came in, threw strikes, got three outs for him.
Yeah, we're all goals on. What about the A's manager? You don't want your players going out there, you know, starting beef and causing trouble. Mark Kotze, who probably helped the A's as a batter right now, he says, I ain't got no problem with what Austin Adams did.
Austin's a very emotional guy, and there's a lot of emotion in this game from pitchers and hitters. So his emotion is one that, I enjoy watching, and I'm assuming that if you're on the other side, you don't enjoy watching. Very similar to when somebody hits a homer and kind of takes their time around the bases.
Oh, man. Nobody – is Edwin Diaz the only dude who got a beef with this? The man who got hurt celebrating? What about a player? Let's hear from another player. What about one of his own teammates? Hey, Joe Boyle. What did he think about Austin Adams' celebration?
Did a great job out there, and I thought the celebration was really funny, and he was fired up. So I know he doesn't mean anything bad by it. He's just having a good time playing baseball.
This is only something loser teams can argue about. I'm just being real. Like, we got two loser teams going absolutely nowhere. And the biggest conversation following the game is about a pitcher celebration after he got out of a big jam. Did he celebrate too much? Was he doing too much? Why was he effusive? Why did he have fun? Why is he cursing out? Who's he cursing out? It's no big deal. There's so many of these stupid rules in baseball. I wish we had more edginess in baseball. Everybody gets along too damn much. Whatever happened to, I don't know, Nolan Ryan punching the hell out of Robin Ventura. Whatever happened to that? I need people screaming and yelling and cursing. I need the players not to be soft. Sorry, Edwin Diaz, he's soft. I'm sorry he is. Get over it, man. You're mad about a guy's celebration? You feel he mocked you? It's sports. Get over it. He didn't curse you out. He didn't say, hey, screw you, Edwin Diaz. He didn't say, screw your OMG. He didn't say any of that. He just mocked you. And so beat him up the next day. I don't know. Maybe one of the Mets should mock the A's today. Be like, hey, half of you guys are in the minors next year. Get over it. Everybody in baseball, what they say there's no crying in baseball. What the hell is Edwin Diaz complaining about? Hickey, what do you think about this? Edwin Diaz, is he being a whine and cry baby?
A little bit, yes. I have no problem with it. Look, if you do your job like Adams did, then you deserve to celebrate. I have no problem with celebration. You know my only problem is you do the whole theatrics. You right. Do the mock celebration. Like you said, he's walking off the mound, cursing under his breath. He's upset the Mets cut him months ago and wants to get revenge. I have a problem when you celebrate so demonstrably in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then after the game, can I read you his quote of what he said post-game?
Yes, please.
He was asked, you know, basically, were you mocking the Mets or the OMG? He said, quote, honestly, I looked up and I was so surprised that I got out of it. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then it dawned on me, oh, my gosh. And then so I did it. But the song is sick. Iglesias is a good dude. Hopefully no one is offended. Those words and those actions do not match up. And my only problem is, if you're going to celebrate, own it. Like, you have nothing to apologize for. You got the outs. You got the celebration, as you should. Oh, like, be a man and own up to it. Yeah, I mocked him. I got the out. I wanted to show them they made a mistake cutting me months ago. And this is my revenge. Don't. Oh, I hope no one was offended. It dawned on me in the moment. It did not dawn on you in the moment. You knew what you were doing. And that's fine.
I think he was just being a smart aleck. Because everybody knows, so he's just being a smart aleck of a guy. I think he was being forthright. I mean, the only other thing he could have did, and this is a spit at him on the way off, you know? That's it.
I don't mean to interrupt here. We have some breaking news.
Uh-oh. It's not the Minnesota Vikings. Nobody from the Vikings got hurt, right?
No. Actually are getting a new neighbor.
What the hell does that mean?
The Patriots are trading Matthew Judon to the Falcons third-round pick.
Oh, man. Wow. We've heard this. We've heard this for a while. Now, this is actually good. I cannot believe this. The Atlanta Falcons have made a good football move. They're bringing in Matthew Judon for a third-round pick?
For a third-round pick. And at the moment, because Matthew Judon, right, has been sitting out because he wants a new contract from the Patriots, it does not seem like, at least at the moment, a new contract is waiting for Judon.
Wow. So he is not going to take the Hassan Reddick approach of, hey, you have brought me in and I need a new contract. So Judon apparently is going to play.
So far, it seems like there will be no holdout situation, but this trade has just happened. So I guess there's still plenty of time for him to go down to Atlanta and sit at home. But it does not seem like that will be the case.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, he can do whatever the hell he wants. I don't know if that's going to fly here. People have been looking for someone to get the quarterback here in Atlanta since John Abraham, okay? That is a very long time. I mean, they can go back or we can go back in time, And we can think about some of the pass rushers that they have brought in, whether it's a Tack McKinley or Vic Beasley. Guys show up for one season, and then they stink. And Grady Jarrett coming off of an injury and also being a year older and being a year removed from the injury, he's not what he used to be. And so the Falcons have been looking for defensive help for a long time. And let's be real. And one of the issues that a lot of people had with the Atlanta Falcons bringing in Michael Penix Jr. and drafting him as high as they did was the fact that they totally whiffed and missed out on somebody like Dallas Turner, who could have gotten to the quarterback. And so this is actually a very good move by the Atlanta Falcons. They actually did something smart. Who would have thought they would have brought in a pass rusher and would have done so in training camp? I got to give the Falcons a round of applause, because typically, especially this year, this offseason, they made a whole bunch of dumbass decisions. I'm just being honest. You know what? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this man, Judon, and see what his contractual status looks like. I don't think he'll pitch a fit. Maybe coming to a team that can actually win something that is not the Patriots. We'll talk more baseball. We'll get into more NFL. A matter of fact, already told you this, Frank Schwab is going to join us from Yahoo Sports to talk more football. Hey, do yourself a favor. Come back on the other side and don't be a crybaby like Edwin Diaz. I'll be back. Don't cry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7. And we guarantee, if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at CaliforniaPsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.